All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. No, we're a little behind. We'll get caught up here as quickly as we can, but give plenty of time to Dr. Shea Bradley Farrell, president of the Counterpoint Institute, author of The Last Warning to the West. Dr. Shea, welcome to Rush to Reason.
Hey, John. Thanks so much for having me. It's good to be on.
I appreciate it very much. And I have read headlines, and I do not know the answer. I wanted to have you on because I know that you do a lot more of this than I do. And we see all the things happening at the border. We now have literally an open border policy. There are a lot, in fact, I know firsthand, a lot of individuals crossing the border that aren't just from Mexico. They're coming from every nation on the planet, literally, including from the CCP, China themselves. Talk about that, if you would.
That's right. So we have people coming in who are from countries that are adversarial to the United States. And this is a huge national security threat, I believe. Just since Biden got into office, 113,000 Chinese nationals have come across. And if you look, so let me give this number perspective. Okay. That equates to 7 U.S. Army infantry divisions. Or if you're thinking in terms of the Chinese People's Liberation Army, the PLA, that's over 22 of their combined arms brigades, John. And the reason this is a dramatic surge is the 10 years prior to Biden taking office, in the whole 10 years, there were only about 15,000 Chinese nationals that came in illegally. Okay. So that's more than 7 times the number now that we have. And point is, I don't think it's at all unreasonable to assume that our greatest adversary and threat would not exploit Biden's open borders.
Yeah, agree. No, by the way, everything you just said, I cannot disagree with any of that. I read and do all sorts of other things along these lines. And again, I'm not an expert like you. I don't have the time. You know, when you're a talk show host, you know about an inch deep, mile wide of most subjects. And so there's no way you can get into the depths that a lot of my guests do like yourself. Although, on this particular topic, I do know, too, Dr. Shea, because I've seen some of these individuals. I've seen some of the videos and so on. I want to make sure we're very clear on this for all of my audience. We are not talking about, you know, the 75-year-old Chinese immigrant that's trying to escape some unjust crime he's been charged of or she's been charged of in China. These are fighting men that are coming across. Am I right in saying it that way?
That is exactly right. The eyewitnesses, vastly, the Border Patrol agents, the reporters, are saying that they are military-aged men, and you are right. So thank you so much for pointing that out. That's a lot of the point. And we even have Mark Green, who is the chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, saying that he has been given information that shows connections of some of these illegal Chinese to the CCP and to the PLA. He actually has said that he believes military personnel are being inserted into the United States.
And along those lines, too, I have seen, and these are things, again, I'm always careful to not just repeat things I see because I know there's all sorts of things that can come out on the internet. I mean, let's face it, there's a ton of stuff out there that I would never even want to bring to light on air because it's so wacky that I don't even want to talk about it. Although in this case, I don't think some of these are out of line. What I mean by that, Dr. Shea, is there are claims that a lot of these individuals you're speaking of, these Chinese immigrants that I believe are from the CCP themselves, may very well even belong to the PLA for all we know. We have no idea. But the bottom line, we are seeing these people literally days after arriving in military-type camps, learning how to shoot, handle weapons, doing things along those lines. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but Dr. Shea, that's some of the things that I'm seeing. I am not there. I cannot verify that, but that would not shock me.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, John. The thing is I do believe that at least some of these are here to infiltrate our communities and our infrastructure. I have to ask myself the question, you know, how many are here ahead of some sort of military invasion that China may have plans? And this could be 10 years, 20, 30 in the future. China doesn't think in terms of long-term like we do.
No, they don't. They
have a lot more patience. They have a historical memory of, not centuries, but thousands of years.
Right.
And even if they were to distract us here by some sort of sabotage while China invaded Taiwan, that's another possibility. you know.
Well, and think of this one as well, Dr. Shea. Not to interrupt, but I want to throw this in. There's, I read all sorts of different things. I've got another show I do on Fridays where we talk about being, you know, ready and the preparedness end of things and so on. I don't consider myself a, you know, quote unquote prepper, but I like to make sure that, you know, people are thinking outside the box and have what they need no matter what would come along from even a heavy storm, something along those lines. But one thing that as I've been reading some of the different things along those lines and different material, I also know, and I'm somewhat of a technical individual as well and understand that world, and I know that we are ripe for the cybersecurity end of things. We've got things, governmentally speaking, that literally are running on, you know, mainframes from the 60s. You know, we're still using very antiquated systems in certain parts of government. And Dr. Shea, we are ripe for a cyber attack. And so you have to wonder, are these 115 or 113,000, and by the way, that number is rising each day, are those individuals here because, to your point, the long game for them would be to do some sort of an attack to where maybe they don't have to send anybody external, they cyber attack and then just release these individuals in different places across the country to do whatever it is they need to do and throw us into chaos, and we're basically doomed on our own without them really doing anything?
Yeah, and actually I think you're hitting on something that's very important. China has a whole of government campaign against the United States. So it does include the cyber threat that you're talking about, and also they use human sources, we know for a fact, to infiltrate the United States. They're doing it, and we don't stand against it and take it as seriously as
we
should.
No.
We also know in the Indo-Pacific that we have a real threat there, and actually that's where, you know, the Marine Corps has come up with a plan to for that, because they look at that as the biggest threat. So it's all encompassing threat of China against us. And like I said, I don't think it's unreasonable to assume that many of them are here to work towards another invasion in the United States, whether it be cyber, whether it be devastating our infrastructure or military. And in fact, you know, one of the biggest things, John, that meant something to me is a group of former senior FBI agents, officials, actually, they put a letter out to Congress just a few weeks ago saying that they consider what I'm talking about right now as a new and imminent danger to the United States. They called it an invasion on our homeland, where we have not had an invasion, you know, in recent history, and said that the illegal people that were here needed to be removed immediately. The other thing that I think is that, you know, the House has to stop funding Biden's open border policy.
Agree. I had a question that just came in that you might be able to answer, because I cannot. Is there any connection in these Chinese, you know, immigrants, invaders, if you would, in a path to citizenship, allowing them to join our military? Have you heard anything along those lines?
No, I have not. I don't know that. I'm glad you told me about that. I'll look into it. I do know that it's fairly, or relatively speaking, easy for Chinese to get visas. And the ones that are coming here and applying for visas, the number is increasing. Our government is giving more and more visas. And, you know, I don't think, I've lived all over the world. I'm not saying that everybody that is here is trying to sabotage the United States.
Certainly not.
I do believe that many of them are here because of oppression, because of President Xi, and also for economic reasons. But, you know, it would be so stupid not to consider that, hey, what if 1%, John, what's that, like around 100, around 1,000, a little over 1,000? If just 1% were here to do harm to the U.S., and part of the strategy, this whole of government campaign, is to target American communities and American citizens. So, you know, they don't play fair.
Right.
So what
right.
if that's so?
No, you're right. You are 100% correct. I mean, so far, all of what we've been talking about, all the different text messages I've had coming in along this, really nobody is disagreeing with us, Dr. Shea, at all. In fact, some of my listeners are asking questions that, frankly, you know, I can't answer. And I wish we as a country, and I think, Dr. Shea, that's what bothers me the most, and I'm sure you as well, we don't have the answers we need in some of these situations.
But you know what the bottom line is, John? Biden has the presidential authority to close the border.
Agree.
He lied and said he doesn't, but he does.
Sure
under
does.
The Immigration and Nationality Act, he could detain,
That's right.
remove, he could shut the borders right now. And he won't do it. And right now, our Senate could adopt H.R. 2 that passed in the House, and they could close the border.
Agree.
And the House could stop funding stuff yep. like travel all over the U.S. for illegal immigrants and shut down some of Biden's nonsense.
That's right.
So there are things that we can do, and if they don't, I'm quite concerned that we're going to be too late at some point.
I cannot blame you, or I cannot argue with you, I should say, Dr. Shea Bradley Farrell, and I blame, to your point, the Biden administration, some of those that are in Washington right now, for allowing this quote-unquote invasion. It is national security. In light of that alone, he could shut the border down. You're exactly right. And the reality is, he is not. Real quick, how do folks find you? Counterpoint Institute.
Yeah, counterpointinstitute.org. Sign up for our newsletter. It comes out a couple times a month. And or follow me at Dr. Shea underscore DC. You can also find Counterpoint Institute on there. And I just wrote a book among other topics we could discuss called Last Warning to the West, and it's on Amazon now.
Awesome.
Thanks
well,
so much, John.
No, we will have you back. This has been really great. I've enjoyed having you. Very nice to meet you today for the first time, and I'll definitely have you back, Dr. Shea. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, John. Great show.
You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your day. And that's our first time with her. Very sharp lady. We will definitely have her back in the future. And I appreciate what she's doing. Counterpointinstitute.org is the website. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.